The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Robin's not here right now, but, she needs to get caught up on her rest. Last weekend was a wonderful weekend up in Garrett County, Allegheny County. We actually stayed in Frostburg, if you heard the show last week. Had a few difficulties at the beginning, but we got it ironed out at the end. We're back home today in beautiful Easton, and let me tell you about our day. Last Saturday, we left the hotel after a nice breakfast and went to the Garrett County Fairgrounds. If you hear a little puppy squealing in the background, I can't help that. Sorry about that. She's in her cage and she's covered up, but she hears me and she hears the other big dog, our Bernedoodle Joe, is out here with us this morning. So anyway, we got to the fairgrounds and there were probably a dozen deer lined up. Our fellows were there. Our guy, Chuck Wilcox, was there. Bob Newton and Mason Newton, his son, were there. Our measure up in Berlin, Pennsylvania, where I used to live, Matt Powell, was there. And they were already measuring some deer. Wound up measuring 31 animals, including five bears. All five bears made the record book. I think we had 19 deer go in. A lot of beautiful deer, some great youth deer, and met a lot of good people, a lot of nice folks up there. So we had a great show, a great day, and we had our first sponsorship come in for Bucks, Bears, Stags for the upcoming record book. The Mountain Maryland group donated a bronze sponsorship, so we took that, and we appreciated that, their gesture, and we had an okay weekend. So drove home Sunday, stopped a few places, got some Peruvian chicken, and Robin, we had that for dinner, and then with the leftovers, Robin made some Peruvian chicken salad, which was absolutely delicious. We ate that for a few days this week. So it was all in all a good trip. So I want to thank Robin for indulging me and going along, and boy, they really worked her. She did all the paperwork for all those animals. And with her pain and her health concerns, she pulled through like a trooper. So we want to thank her. We want to thank Bob Newton. We want to thank Chuck Wilcox and Mason Newton and Matt Powell and all the folks, AJ, and all the folks up there at the National Deer Association for helping us out. So one thing we did find is that we measured one black bear. We measured several for Department of Natural Resources that were roadkills and they're therefore considered picked up. The Natural Resources, Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service now have four bears, not only in the Maryland records, but I think all four bears are in met the minimum for the Boone and Crockett Club, which means they are exceptional species. The one we measured, kind of a sad story, fella shot it, and he could not find his bear, could not find it. They searched and searched and searched. 2 months later, they found the carcass of the bear. He claimed the skull. And now with the new system in place where you are allowed to keep a bear skull that you've picked up, as long as you have a possession tag for it, just like a deer skull with antlers, the bear is able to be measured and able to be kept and possessed. So he brought this bear in, didn't know the process. DNR was on the scene, so we had a couple of fellows come over from the DNR booth, and they had a bear tag with them. They asked them the questions. You know, there's only a handful of questions. You know, where'd you find it? When'd you find it? What, any circumstances surrounding the bear? And he told them the whole story. They gave him a tag for his bear, and he was good to go. We measured the bear, and that picked up bear exceeded the hunter killed Maryland state record by 1/16 of an inch, which means had he recovered his bear and had he had the skull measured, he would have been in possession of the new state record black bear taken by a hunter. Unfortunately, once it's not recovered and found sometime later, it has to be deemed by Boone and Crockett Club and us as a picked-up bear. So he knows he shot it. He didn't get to utilize the hide or the meat or anything like that. He was able to claim the skull. But he's now in possession of a record-class black bear skull, and we were pleased to see that. The tremendous amount of big bears in Western Maryland, no question about it. So that was one high spot. So our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We already heard from Captain Don, who's out on the water at the secret spot that is not so secret anymore, doing some crabbing this morning, and we're glad to hear that. So anybody else would like to call, you are welcome to 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. We are giving away a fishing tackle package from High Tide Lures, which is Tackle Box Tim Sherman's company. Talked to Tim this past week, and we talked to Tim. We had some sad news coming from Tim this week. Our friend and rod builder, many of you know him, Tom Wewerka, passed away this week. Tom had been battling cancer for several years, and he did have a relapse, unfortunately, and I got to see Tom for last time I got to see him was at the Electric Bass Anglers flea market in February. He came by. He had fished with Tim, and he caught a nice striped bass. We had his picture in the spring issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, where we cover fishing, and it was good to see Tom. We caught up a little bit. I'd known him for 15 years maybe. I met him when I was at the Big Box as a promotion manager, and he helped me out, and just wanted to say thoughts and prayers are with Tom's family and Tackle Box Tim and the rest of his friends and loved ones. He'll be sorely missed. So our number again, 410-922-6680. If you want to get in a fish and tackle contest, all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number, and go on the air with me. You don't have to say much. You don't have to ask any questions. You don't have to tell any stories. You just got to say, hey, Alan, just want to get in the contest. Thanks for taking my call. That's all we got to do. How about that? Went by Backyard Billy's the other day. I looked out in the backyard, Billy's backyard, and saw everything out there that, you know, on Route 50, whew, rolling by 55 miles an hour, and look over, and there's the Adirondack chairs, 300 of them stacked up. There's sheds and gazebos and pergolas and gym sets. Yes, indeed. All that stuff is in Backyard Billy's backyard. There's dog kennels. There's chicken coops. Speaking of chicken coops, there's no rooster this morning. There was no rooster yesterday morning. The rooster went on vacation on Thursday, and we have been sleeping like babies in the morning, not having to deal with a rooster crowing between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. But Backyard Billy's has the chicken coops in case you are decided to raise chickens at your place. They've got them. And all Q Grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe and Memphis. You'll be glad you stopped by Backyard Billy's to see everything in the world that they've got. They've got everything you can use to heat your house, everything you need to grill food, and everything for your backyard. That's why they're called Backyard Billy's. And don't forget, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is there as well. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Give them a call at 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. It's all in the same location. Route 50, exit 44B. Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue coming from the bridge, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Fireplace and Backyard Billy's, making backyard great. Backyard's great. Been talking to folks at Clyde Sports Shop. We were putting their ads together for the fall issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Talking to Rich and Mike, and the CVA muzzleloaders are going to be there again, and also they've got some bows and some accessories. You know, bow season's not that far away, September 8th. That's like 6 weeks. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? It's not that far away. So, of course, everything for fishing. You know, I was thinking this morning how many guns I bought at Clyde Sports Shop and how many scopes and how many fishing rods. And, I mean, I've been dealing with them for 30-some years and bought a lot of tackle there and a lot of firearm stuff and some ammunition. And they have everything. Everything. Got your license. Your licenses are available now. They got a great selection of accessories and terminal tackle and fishing lures and crabbing supplies and crab traps and trot lines and live bait and frozen bait and minnows and crab bait, crab steamers, just anything and everything that their customers need, want, or desire right there at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSports.com. ClydeSports.com, and they are open 7 days a week. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The junior bug comes in the month of June. The lightning bug comes in May. Bed bug comes just any old time, but ain't not going to stay. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
All right, well, let me see. I'm trying to think if there are any bugs on me this week. I think I got one mosquito bite out in the backyard. After all that rain, boy, they were buzzing in these hot and humid days, that's for sure. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's hear from some of you folks. Boy, I'll tell you, when we have technical difficulties, people text me and call me and email me and say, oh, boy, yeah, we can't hear you. We can hear you. You're coming in clear. You're coming in muddy, you know. But, boy, when it's a nice, clean show opening and we're good to go, everybody's just sitting back and listening. I appreciate the help. I really do. I appreciate the help. But we do need to hear from some of our listeners so we can continue to talk and explore the great outdoors together. That's right. Any wildlife questions? Any questions for the upcoming hunting season? I did hear this. I got a phone call. People call me for information. They call me for, I guess I should be flattered. I really should. People call and they ask me outdoor questions and things about regulations and so forth, and what do you know about this and what do you know about that. And I guess I really take everybody's phone call and I do my best to answer them. But I got a call from a deer processor this week in Carroll County, and it turns out that in the new regulations in the CWD, that's the chronic wasting disease section of the rule book, it's a full page and a half information about chronic wasting disease in Maryland. I guess they've been, since they found it, who knows, 20 years ago, 15 years ago in Western Maryland, they have found several cases across the state, mostly in Western Maryland, none east of Carroll County, and only one case in Carroll County. What happens is that the DNR goes to the deer checking stations, normally on the first day of deer season or the first weekend of deer season. The staff is there, and they're looking at deer. They're checking age. They're checking antler growth. They're checking all kinds of different things of the deer that they mind if their deer gets checked for CWD, mostly antlerless deer. This involves an incision into the brain, and there's two lymph nodes in the neck. They're near the brain, near the spinal cord, that come out of the one or the other, come out of the deer, and those are sent away for testing. It's easily accessible place to get the lymph node to have that animal checked for CWD, and they do this thousands of times. I don't know how many thousands of deer have been checked, but over the course of the years, many years and many thousands of deer, they've come up with 117 cases of CWD. And since they've had one in Carroll County, now all those deer processors in Carroll County have to be inspected, and they have to be certified to be able to handle deer. Okay, so it's Carroll County, Frederick County, Washington County, Allegheny County, Garrett County. The Garrett-Allegheny County guys have been taken care of for years. Washington County, too. Now it's moved into Frederick and Carroll County. So those folks have got to be certified and so forth. So he called me. He said, what do I have to do? And I was able to connect him with the right folks at DNR. And then I have several deer processors that advertise in the quarterly with me in Carroll County. I called them each, and they said, hey, guys, you know, you need to get inspected. And they said, okay, cool. So they got all the information, and so everybody's on the right track there. So that's where we are. So it's all good. Let's talk to Ronald in Baltimore.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Allen, sir.
Hey, Ronald, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Doing great day. And how's you and Miss Robin? I hope y'all had a good time. And like
we did.
I said last Saturday, I heard you all loud and
yep.
clear. You know,
good, yeah.
And everything was fine.
Yeah, we did have a good weekend. Got back Sunday. We made a few stops along the way and got some chicken and some Peruvian chicken. When we went to Lancaster to get the little puppy, we found a place that was right near where we were staying, and we tried this Peruvian chicken. It's very, very good. The spices are really good, and Robin liked it, so she put a search on the way home, and we found a couple places, one in Hagerstown and one in Annapolis.
Wow.
So we wound up with Peruvian chicken salad all week. It was really, 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 really good.
Near Hagerstown here and there. Huh?
Yeah, one place in Hagerstown, and then there's another place in Annapolis. There's a half a dozen places on the way home. You know, we picked the two convenient ones and found that we like this chicken a lot. So, you know, it's not your fried chicken. It's not your big chain chicken. It's not your convenience store chicken. It's prepared a little differently. It's got a it's not even Caribbean chicken. It's just got a whole unique flavor of its own. So we really like it. They serve it with plantains and baked beans and, you know, mixed vegetables and green beans and things like that. There are a bunch of sides, but it's all good. We ate some of that, you know, chicken salad. Robin makes a killer chicken salad. I mean, she makes a killer chicken salad.
Well, Miss Robin, she takes very good care of you, Miss Allen.
She does.
I got to give her that. Yes, sir.
So, well, thanks for the call, Ronald.
Yep. Yes, sir. You, Miss Robin, y'all have a safe and a wonderful weekend. And tell my old buddy, Chris, when you hear from Chris again or see Chris, there's outside hello.
I will thank indeed. You, yeah. So.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Shane in Farmville, Virginia. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Quick little, I'm fine. Thank you. How was the weather up north last weekend? Same as here?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we got a lot of rain on Friday or Saturday night. Bob Newton and his son decided they were going to camp and fish, and they set up their camp and went to dinner. When they got back, there was a deluge that washed them out, so they just packed up and went home. That's a long ride Saturday, 4 hours from Cecil County to Garrett County and then back in the middle of the night. So it was
a sure
tough day for them.
Man.
So what can we do for you this morning?
I guess a quick story and then a couple questions. I was up visiting some friends in Maryland over the holiday, the fourth holiday. And he had showed me some pictures that he had, I guess he come home after work one day, and there was a 10-point buck in his front yard. And he must have checked it over and said he didn't see any signs of it being killed.
Uh-huh.
But
you mean it was dead in his yard?
It was dead as a yes. And he lives right off of 2, just before the South River Bridge.
Yeah,
I guess I would consider him a physically strong person.
Uh-huh.
And he attempted to drag it off of his lawn.
Okay.
I guess they're a challenge to move a big buck.
Yeah, they are. Well, how long? What time of year was it?
Well, the way he explained it to me, it seemed like it was about a week or so before opening season. That would have been last, what, September
November.
Or something?
November.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So it was a
well, here's the situation. You know, deer will shed. The numbers are hard to say, but deer will a large buck that weigh in the prime of his life, 3.5, 4.5 years old, will weigh well over 200 pounds, perhaps, depending on feed, depending on genetics, at least on the Eastern Shore they will, well over 200 pounds going into the breeding season, which is, you know, mid-October through mid-November. And after the breeding season and, you know, the whole winter deal, they will lose 30 to 40 pounds of their body weight. So if he picked it up, you know, when this deer was prime, it probably got struck on the highway. I mean, if you saw no wounds or anything like that, it was probably struck and suffered some internal injuries and died in his yard. I would say that that was a good possibility, especially being near a highway. But yeah, they can be a challenge to move, especially if you know, they've been dead a while and rigor has set in. That can be tough. They're tough when they're fresh. My big 6 point that is sitting right here above my head weighed 196 pounds field dressed. So if you do some calculations, you can find that those deer will weigh 230, 240, something like that. So try to pull 230 pounds of dead weight by yourself. It takes some strength, that's for sure. So
when you do take a shot on one, do you take into consideration where you're going to have to pull it out of?
Well, yeah, you do. I mean, you know, most of the time if you shoot one, there is a possibility that it's not going to drop in its tracks. You may have to trail that deer. Sometimes they head for water, which is primarily in the bottom of valleys or on the lower part of a piece of property, you know, or streams. I mean, they head for water, you know, they'll be on the stream. A wounded deer will not run uphill very, very quickly. Okay.
Huh.
It's physically difficult for them to do. So they'll head downhill and they'll go towards water primarily. But, I've pulled some out of some pretty steep inclines, and it's an exhausting job without a cart. They'll head towards cover. They'll head towards the marsh. They'll head towards, you know, the bedding area, which is usually tangled and thick. And, you know, yeah, you've got to consider that, but, you know, it's just part of the game. It's all part of the game. You have to know how to recover that animal, and yet, you know, and you've got to get it out to be able to utilize it. So, yeah, there's no question about it.
I have two questions.
All right.
When I was there, I saw a he just got his concealed carry.
Right.
And I saw on the table he had a brochure for the gun insurance that you can buy.
Right.
What do you think of that? And what do you think of the those indoor firing ranges that they're advertising, where you put the empty, I guess, fake round in it or something?
Yeah,
it's all computerized.
Yeah, I think they're great. I think it's great for the second question first. I think those indoor ranges are great. Utilizing a laser and a target and lets you know how accurate you are. I think it's great. I've shot one. And a friend of mine has one, and they're pretty nice. You know, you use your own firearm, and it allows you to.
All right, so it's not some funky thing that doesn't.
Oh no,
okay.
Not at all. I mean, like anything else, there can be some. Let's put it this way: you get what you pay for. Like anything in life, you get what you pay for. There's quality, and then there's not so quality. So,
but
in general, they're a good training aid, no question. First question was gun insurance. It's always good to have all your guns insured, especially through a notable organization that has a big, big following and a good reputation.
So I think this might have been the organizations where they would also supply you with an attorney if something happened up. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Some of those are good. Some of those are good.
Okay.
And some the bigger firearms pro Second Amendment organizations have that kind of help for you as well. So.
Huh.
All right.
I got one quick question. If there's nobody on hold.
Well, I don't know, but I'll go right ahead.
Okay. Must have been last year or so. I was fishing around turkey season.
Right.
And I thought it was a maybe a guy or something up in a tree doing turkey calls, and somebody must have spooked them. But there seemed to be a half a dozen turkeys that were flying out of these. I guess you picture turkeys just walking everywhere. And to me, it seemed like I didn't see them, but it seemed like it was like 20 or 30 feet up.
Yep, correct.
So they get up there?
Yeah, that's how they roost. I mean, all birds roost at night. Turkeys are no exception. And, yes, they will roost in the trees, and that's a lot of times how turkey hunters locate the gobblers. They will imitate a hen call and anticipate that the gobbler calls them back. We had – when I hunted up in Washington County with my buddy Bobby this past spring, we had one bird in a tree, and he would not come down. He just gobbled and gobbled and gobbled and gobbled and gobbled. Every time we'd call, he'd gobble. And then when we saw the hen headed towards him – along with a jake headed up that way, an immature turkey, immature gobbler, headed that way, that he was attracting the hens to him, which is the natural way. We were trying to attract the gobbler to the hen on the ground, which is unnatural. Okay? Turkey hunting is an exercise in psychology. You've got to try and fool that gobbler who's ready to breed into thinking that he's got a hen ready to breed where you are within gun range of you, okay? So the opposite is actually true. The hens are attracted to the gobblers, and when you see hens going to a gobbler who's roosting in a tree, you're finished for your morning for the most part, because he's going to spend his time with those hens in his domain. He's not coming over to see you until he's finished breeding those hens. Then he might go look for you, which is what happened several years ago when I shot my first longbeard. That was like 10:30 in the morning. We had birds gobbling early in the morning. Couldn't get anything to come to us. We heard them fly down. We knew they were with hens. About 10:30, we gobbled again, or we called again, two gobblers responded. I wind up taking one of the two gobblers that came in looking for hens. So you go against nature when you go turkey hunting, brother.
So will they spend at least a small portion of their life in a tree?
Yeah, most nights.
Okay.
They fly up in the evening and fly down in the morning.
Huh. All right.
They don't sleep on the ground.
All right. That's,
the only ones that sleep on the ground are the hens with the nest.
Okay.
That's why nature's so fascinating, brother. That's why the animals that we hunt are so fascinating.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. Thanks for the info, Sarah.
You got it. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is a phone number. Good call. I like that. I like being able to talk and explain things to folks. Hopefully I don't bore the rest of you. Hopefully I'm not repeating things that you already know, but sometimes we do. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. Go by there all the time. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, they have Michelin, Yokohama, and all the others. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, whether you drive a Mini Cooper, whether you drive a hot Mustang, whether you drive a pickup truck, whether you drive a tractor trailer, a triaxle, a dump truck, they've got tires for you. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. It doesn't matter if it's a garden tractor or a wheelbarrow. It doesn't matter if it's a farm tractor or combine. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Yeah, you know, that light comes on, everybody panics. Just take it into Spurrier's. They'll diagnose it and fix the problem. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. You hear the puppy in the background? Yeah. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Tootsie, be quiet. Shh, I'm working here. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? Yeah, there isn't. 410-822-7384, Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All our truck driving friends out there, there we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get in on the phone and on the get in on the phone number, that's it, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get in on the fishing tackle giveaway, well, we'd love to have you. 410-WCBM-680. Call in, leave your name and number, first name, last name, accurately, phone number, accurately, and just go in the air with me. Just say, hey, want to get in the fishing tackle contest, or tell a story, or tell a joke, or whatever, and we'll be more than glad to take your call, that's for sure. All right, we got a nice email from Eileen the other day about COVID and deer, transmission from deer. There's apparently a study. There's apparently a paper out there somewhere. The paper, the article said, and I haven't read the whole thing yet, but I will, Eileen. It's just been a crazy busy week, as all weeks are anymore. I can't believe how busy they are. They say they found three cases of COVID transmitted to humans, and that was one person in North Carolina and two people in Massachusetts, I believe. I don't know about all that. Can animal diseases? Perhaps. Can people get animal diseases? Perhaps. Some are transmissible, some are not. Most are not, thank God. And, you know, we'll do a little further research on that and let you know. I don't know how. Raise your hand out there in the listening audience. Raise your hand. I'm going to ask a question. How many of you are as concerned about COVID as you were 3 years ago? Raise your hand. One. See one guy over there in Parkville, and looks like somebody down in Anne Arundel County. Are you in Edgewater? Yeah, down that way. So out of all the people that are listening, there's two people that are concerned as much about COVID as they were 3 years ago. All right, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'll be glad to talk to you about anything you want to talk about. By the way, you all know what a cyclops is, right? You know what a cyclops is. Everybody knows what a cyclops is. Yep. Had you heard about the twin brother cyclops that were both blind? Yeah, I didn't think so. Neither had I. 410, WCBM 680. Let me tell you, our friends at Backyard Billy's, I have in my hot little hand a brochure on the stainless steel Beale Street, B-E-A-L-E Street, Memphis Grill. Nice grill on casters. You can wheel it anywhere on your deck. Oh, man. I was talking to a buddy the other day, and we talked about grilling, sika deer, moose. We talked, you know, he killed a moose last year, and we talked, and he always has sika deer in the freezer. It's where I hunt sika deer down in Dorchester County. Primarily, his Argo. A lot about sika deer hunting, but we're talking about his Argo, which he purchased from our sponsor Shanks Argo up in Chambersburg, and he bought a second one there just last year, and they traded him in, and he said, I love those guys, they treat me great up there, and they treat everybody great at Shanks Argo. If you're looking for an Argo side by side, six wheel, eight wheel, they've got them all. Randy Shank, yep, known him for quite a while, and good people, good mechanics, good location. So anyway, we were talking about grilling this stuff, and it brought to mind this Beale Street grill from Backyard Billy's. All stainless steel, cabinets underneath, front-loading pellet grill. It's got a little monitor on the front where you can set the temperature, you can set the time. It tells you anything and everything you need to know, and you can control it with your phone. How about that? And then they have these inserts. It's called a direct flame insert for searing your animals, your meat, if you want, and you can expand the cooking surface too with grills and meat probes and all kinds of stuff. I just think they're the next step in barbecuing, which is the stainless steel Beale Street grill from Memphis Grills, all available at Backyard Billy's, along with all their other grills. You know, the Kamado Joe's and the Big Green Egg and the pellet grill by Traeger. But I think you ought to, if you're looking for an upgrade that's going to last you the next 10 years at least, you ought to take a look at that one, that's for sure. Beale Street, or the other ones from Memphis, stainless steel grill. Some of them come, you know, they have matching cabinets and so forth. You can build your own little island out there on your deck if you like, your own little cooking island with all the cabinets and the drawers and everything you need. So they've got it all. BackyardVillage.com, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Let's see who texted me here. Is that Aaron? Yes, indeed. Let's talk to Jamie. Jamie, good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My nephew, he's off 97, and I'm trying to figure out what any watering holes you can recommend out that way. Nicodemus, Liberty, any places that you know that can do fish with them?
Yeah.
Carroll County.
Yeah. Nicodemus is great.
Okay.
Yep, Nicodemus Bridge, you can fish right off the bridge. There's a place to fish off the bridge. If you like that kind of fishing, that high-altitude fishing, you can fish right there along the bank on Nicodemus Road on the Nicodemus Bridge. Liberty Reservoir is great. This
crappy.
Time of year, crappie, yep. Crappie, bass, walleye, trying to think what else. You might even latch on to a striper out there. I'm not sure.
Nice.
Yeah, they have the inland stripers in Liberty Reservoir for sure. So, yeah, I mean that's a nice place.
Yeah.
Get it? You get back off the beaten track a little bit there, and you'll find some trails into some fishing holes. You can fish off the bank. There's some nice yellow perch in there too, by the way.
Oh wow, perfect.
Yeah.
And just to chime in about COVID. I never could figure that one out because thank God I didn't fall into the line of the people that got the shot and believed all that, because how in the hell could they shut the country down but let everyone touch all the little kiosks and everything at the 7-Eleven and the Home Depot and where everyone's crowded in? I just couldn't figure that out. That's something strange, and I was never believing in that Fauci guy.
Well, I will tell you, a lot of people I know got COVID. My buddy that I was talking to about the Argo, he got the shot, and 2 weeks after he got the shot, he got COVID for 2 weeks, and has had breathing problems. He was a lifelong asthmatic, but he's had breathing problems since that up until this year. He said he was in Florida. They were sitting on the beach, nice warm day, breathing the salt air, and he said all of a sudden his breathing cleared up. He felt it was the salt air, and the heat had something to do with that, and it's been much better since his trip to Florida. So
nice.
maybe that's the key, salt water and the beach, you know?
Yeah, clear the lungs. Well, I appreciate the information.
Sure, Jamie.
Good day.
You do the same. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. All right, let's take our last set of breaks here, Aaron, and then we'll be right there.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I like it. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We got 1 minute if anybody would like to give us a ring here in that 1 minute and get in the contest. You can do so. 410-WCBM 680 will even exclude you from going on the air if you find that intimidating. I don't know why. It's just like having a phone conversation. You can just call in, leave your name and number. Aaron will write your name and number down. By the way, you can enter by email, too. My email is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Just use the subject line contest, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Name and phone number, first name, last name, phone number. We'll put you in the drawing for the end of the month. So, hey, thanks, everybody. It was a good first hour. Got a lot of information out there. Enjoy talking about it and enjoy talking to all our callers. So. We'll be back after the news break. Now it's time for me to tell you, if you have to leave us, get out, stay safe, love your family.